Hey, everybody. Thanks for stopping by. Distinguished Gentlemen, episode 142. I'm your host, JC Jesse. Coming at you semi-live on the week or night that we record this. I don't think you really need to know that. That's between all of us.
Industry secrets.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to give you too big of a peek behind the curtain. Tonight, I have with me Baroque Reaper.
How's it going?
It's going well. It's going well.
I've had one hell of a weekend.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I had in-laws in town, and I got some stories.
Oh, I bet you do. I bet you do. We also have Stu Gatso.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm deliriously tired. I don't really know. First of all, I don't even think I'm really speaking English tonight very well. It's difficult for me.
Yeah.
But I'm not really sure how I'm even awake now.
I can make out every couple words you say. So, I mean, it's okay. I mean, we'll just muddle through this. You know what I mean? I think you're doing well. You look great. I mean,
I probably have about 6 hours sleep over the last 2 days, in all of it in chairs or on chairs or chairs that lie down. At one point I fell asleep with a towel as my pillow because it's all I had.
I guess we could let's just get it out there. Why are you so tired, Stu? Why are you sleeping in chairs?
Yeah, man.
Why? I mean, this is madness. Who would do such a thing?
Well, my wonderful, amazing wife, gave birth to our second child this morning.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. What time did that happen? Because I think the text came through around 6:30 or so.
So, first of all, it's a couple weeks before the due date.
Yeah.
But it's technically full term, and she was 7 pounds, 1 ounce.
Wow.
Very, very tall, very long.
Mm-hmm.
I think 22 inches or something. And our first daughter was 19 inches, and she was pretty tall. So, like, almost 20, I think. Anyways, it must have been about 4:30, 5 in the morning on Monday when my wife was like, listen, I'm having contractions, like they're happening. Yeah. And I was like, all right, well, it's April Fool's, so haha, you know, you got me. But she's like, no, it's really happening. And basically throughout the day on Monday, I stayed home from work, and the entire day she was having contractions. Her mother came over around 11:30 that night, and we went to the hospital. We were there from about midnight. They tried to send us home, but because of what happened with the first one, where it was like same idea, they sent us home, and we got home and it was like, oh shit, it hit the fan kind of thing.
They did that to us too.
So I just kind of looked at her and I'm like, I'm not leaving until they drag me out of here. Like, we're in a bed now. It's still the triage part. They hadn't actually checked us into the birthing ward, but I'm like, we're here. I'm not leaving. You're not leaving.
Once
like,
you're in a bed, you're good to go. Get this thing out of here.
So then, cut to overnight. We stayed there the whole night. And in the morning at 5:36 in the morning on April 2nd, my second daughter was born.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thanks, man. Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks. Thanks, dude. I'm done with this shit for good now. Like, that's it. I'm done. I don't want any more kids. Two is enough.
So what time do you have to be back at the hospital tomorrow morning? It's kind of like your last night, just you and Lou hanging out.
No, well, I'm here. Well, our other daughter, she has school in the morning, so we took her out of school today.
Yeah. I guess she's there too. Yeah.
Yeah, we kept her home today though, just so that she can meet her sister at the hospital and everything. And she's going back tomorrow. I'll drop her off at school and go right to the hospital. We'll probably be home by, I don't know, I'd imagine 11, 12, maybe noon.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, God. And then when that shit gets really real, when that baby comes home, then you're like, Well, we brought it home and we're here with it, and now it's ours. And
yeah, it's that whole you come home and it's like there's no nurses to help. Like, hey, excuse me, can you like you know? Because I know we after we had my second one, it was like, oh, would you like us to give her a bath? And it's like, knock yourself out. Or they come in and check her, and it's like,
I'll take one too.
If
you're handing out baths, I mean, let's be honest, I can use one.
But no, like they'd come in, and it's like, oh, dirty diaper, and just change it for you. And it's like, how do I get one of you at home? You know.
Well, I mean, it's remarkable because it's 5 years, and you know, on the one hand, you're like, well, it's only 5 years difference, but on the other hand, I forget everything. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with this baby anymore. Like, I look at this and.
Should I call Depp and Malone back in here? He seems to have all the.
It's been 9 years for me, and I know I forgot stuff, but also at the same point, like some stuff comes right back. Like changing a diaper, it's like, oh, I remember this, and just like boom.
I have no doubt. I just can't wait to get everybody home tomorrow under one roof.
Yeah, it's that first day or two, like those first few days where it's like you have to reset everything. Like everything's different.
I mentioned it when we were playing before we got on this call here, and driving with two car seats in the back seat is really, really weird.
Yeah,
like I keep seeing one out of the periphery of my eye, and I'm like, what the hell's in my blind spot here? Like I might have seen it like 3-4 times today driving.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's a way different experience. I'm trying to we still had a car seat. I mean, now we only have one. It's like, man, like when can we like break this thing down? When can we like just have the booster part? Cuz I'm tired of like strapping things in. I'm like, I just want to use seatbelts. Let's just use seatbelts already. You know, but I mean, it's nice to sit. You know, the other two, like, you know, now Bethany's tall enough she can sit in the front seat. But yeah, it's funny what you're ready to get rid of. You know, I've been pretty lazy about getting rid of the child safety locks in the kitchen, even though they're so old, they don't even click anymore. They're just like for show, except for like one drawer that's just like so fucking annoying to get into because it still catches. So I think I might make that my project for this weekend. But I showed my wife, you know, the picture this morning, Stu, and I was just like, oh god, can you imagine doing this again? She's like, oh no.
Oh, it's okay. My wife, she had two comments first thing out the door. She's like, wow, that's like 2 pounds and 9 ounces less than ours. And I'm like, I get some kind of competition. But then she looked and went, those are the same blankets they had when we had Ella. Like the exact same blankets for the baby. Like that they had when we had Ella.
Yeah, in Canada, it's because we have the partially socialized healthcare here, so we just get the leftovers from the hospitals in Utah. That's kind of how we save some money.
Well, the first one was from California.
Well, no, I think that the design on these blankets, like the colors and the bars, I have to look into it, but I think they have some kind of significance because they remind me of. If you've ever been in like a synagogue or anything like that, like, you know, like the Jewish men will wear these like wraps and they have like colors and bars on them. And I almost wonder if it has something to do with like if it's related because it kind of looks like that. So I'll fact check that and we'll see if there's a reason because, I mean, I've seen people like all across the country or in other, you know, I guess Canada now. I don't really see a lot of UK babies or anything, but like I've seen pictures of my friends post on Facebook. And all the babies are wrapped in that blanket with those bars
colors.
And colors on.
Maybe it's just like one company has like a monopoly on
hospital
baby blankets. Like they got that shit on lockdown.
Yeah.
My wife brought up like this time, like, we didn't have that. We had little animal prints. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't pay attention to the blankets that we were wrapping up the baby in. Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't even tell you what they look like without looking at the pictures myself. I was just there.
Well, after you've had a lot of kids, like, you realize that these blankets are all the same, and I've had them in multiple hospitals, so. We also, joining us, we have Boost KDV.
Hey, as well. What's up, dudes?
How's it going, Boost?
How you doing? I want to say congrats to Stu. Big day. So Was she born this morning or last night?
This morning.
This morning, nice.
Like 5:30 something.
Nice, that's awesome. Congrats, dude.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, I'm looking it up. So if you guys could tell some more baby stories or
talk about something. I will go into some of the crazy things that happened with just one of my in-laws that we're visiting.
Yeah, I want to hear about this because this sounds fun.
All right. So to start off, he's 31 and she's 24. You know, so there's a little bit of age difference there, but
okay. They
should be adults.
Who's the relative here?
This is my brother-in-law. He's also the youngest out of all of them on that side.
Okay.
But it's him and his girlfriend. So we'll start off. My sister-in-law, who was flying out here, it's my wife's oldest sibling. That was like their Christmas present from her mother-in-law. It was like, oh, I'll pay for you to fly out there, meet the new baby, you know, kind of cool present. And they were like, yeah, if you guys want to come, we'll get an RV and we'll just drive down versus fly and we'll just make it easy for you guys. They said nothing. They book the flight. They get in 2 weeks before. They go, hey, we want to go with you guys too. So that you can just tell they're super responsible. So they end up driving down here. So day one, they would stop and you'd get posts on Facebook like, we're in Ohio. And then you'd get from the other one, hey, we just made it to Ohio 3 hours later. So we had no idea where they were other than somewhere between Buffalo and Utah. And I mean, they like would stop to eat. And like when you're on a road trip, you normally stop, eat, go, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, they would stop, eat, make a damn like trip out of it. Like 4 hours later, they would start going again. Whatever, their vacation. But they get here, they get to the hotel. An entire section of the hotel is closed down due to health concerns.
Mm.
And they still just check in.
Okay.
And then they look around the room and go, there's evidence of bed bugs. Oh, well. Oh. They tell us about this the next day. And it's like,
after they're in your house? Oh, my God.
They tell us about the next day. We're like, are you kidding me? You need to fix this. They go and they end up with no hotel because they check out of that hotel because they're not staying there. And I'm like, I would have never checked in when there's like you drive in and there's a section that has condemned due to health department.
Yeah, no,
you'd be like, yeah, we're going to cancel that reservation and just go to the damn anything.
Well, Baroque, you know, sometimes you have points and, you know, you just got to use them.
So, no, what they ended up coming over here. We found them in a hotel that for the remainder of the stay was cheaper by like $150 than their stay was over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, cool, whatever. So get them. I have to drive them
by $150. Jesus, that's the amount I'm allowed to pay through work. Like, I can't get a hotel.
Are you staying for 5 days?
Oh, $150 for 5 days?
No, it ended up being $300
cheaper for the week. Okay,
cheaper for the week.
I was thinking
it was It was still only $340 for the entire 5 days they were staying.
Oh, geez.
And I'm like, you guys can't beat this. It's an older hotel. Like they've tried to maintain it a little bit, but you can just walk in and you're like, it's older, whatever. But it was clean. So I have to drive them over there, and it's like, all right, they're adults. The next day, they won't even call about getting their refund or anything because they just – it's too stressful. And she was freaking out that night because they called booking.com. I don't know their service.
Yeah.
I don't use their service, and I thought they'd back it up. But they called and got some international number, and she's freaking out because she's on her dad's cell phone plan. And this is where it gets really good. So they spent an hour and a half on an international phone call. She got a text when she was done from Verizon going, hi, you don't have international plan, so we're going to charge you. And she's just flipping out thinking, my dad's going to get mad at me and this and that. I'm like, this is really odd. Come to find out, her dad runs her life. She goes, yeah, I got my oil changed. My cousin did it. I don't know what that really entails. Her dad, she doesn't know how to look in her own bank account. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh. And this is a real live adult.
Mm.
Anyway, Here's where we get really fun stuff. Next night, they go off. Apparently, she locked her keys in the car. Mm-hmm. That sounds pretty good, right?
How old are these people?
I said 31 and 24.
Okay. All right, sorry. I was looking 24. At the baby blanket thing at the time. Which, so I'm gonna we'll tease that for later on in the show.
She's 24 and he's 31.
Yeah.
Anyway, she somehow locked her keys in the car with the car running and didn't notice it until the next morning. So her car sat
in
a hotel parking lot idling.
My boss all did that. Night. My boss did that once. As I worked at this in this research lab, and my boss got a new Cadillac CTS or something like that. Right? Okay. It was like the crossover SUV when it first came out.
Yeah.
And this
was
like push button start was like a brand new thing when this happened, and this car was like one of the first ones to get it. And so she's like, "Hey, could you go out to my car and get something for me?" She had like a hip problem, so she couldn't really walk that well. So, and plus I guess she saw me as like her manservant. So like I had to go out to her car to get something, and I get out and she was always doing goofy shit like this. I get out there and I open the door and I'm like, fucking car's running. It's like 1:30 in the afternoon. This car's been running out of here all day. So I got the thing. I figured out how to turn the car off. I took everything back in. I was like, Carol, you left your car running. It's been running all day. I've been trying to figure this thing out. I don't know. Like, you just blew it off.
So, how long ago was that? Probably. With Justin? Your boss. That's probably like maybe 10 years ago.
Oh yeah, that's at least 10 years ago. Yeah.
All right. So, people at my work, right, who see this every single day. Actual valets that take the cars and they park them and they bring the keys like to the lockbox. Uh-huh. You go out to the car, it's running.
What?
With the keys in the lockbox. Like they park the car, they leave it running, and they lock it and walk away.
Well, I can't.
And these are people that work, that drive these things every single day.
They work for a car company and they should know how the car works.
Well, so that's just human stupidity.
My car has the push to start, and if I get out of it and try and lock it, it makes a noise, and it won't,
mine do it. Mine's noise as hell.
Yeah.
Mine makes a noise if I just get out of the car while it's running, and I take the smart key with me. It starts like going off. Like,
I do that all the time because I'm moving cars around in my driveway. But what's funny is like when I get in the Pathfinder, and I'm just like, all right, oh shit, I got to use the fucking key. Humble brag, but. It's like, it's such a pain in the ass. It's like, oh God, now I got to get these keys out of my pocket. Oh my God.
Turn ignition.
Who the fuck do you think I am over here?
So anyway, these people are pretty good. So they get that taken care of. And we're like, yeah, you're going to have to get an oil change. Cause leaving your car idling for 12 hours is not good on your oil or your engine or just pretty much anything.
Mm-hmm. 12 hours. That's so ridiculous.
12 hours.
Anyway, so my wife goes to a place that's 2 minutes from the hotel they're staying, gives them a heads up 10 minutes before, like, hey, we're on our way. We'll be there in about 10 minutes. We'll meet you there. And they're like, cool. We'll meet you there. They were there for a full 15 to 20 minutes before they pull up. And it's like, that's how these people are. Like, oh yeah, we'll be there. My sister-in-law, who actually lives by them, said, yeah, it's a 20-minute drive. They once said, yeah, we're coming right over. And they got there 2.5 hours later.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are they down with ICP?
They might be.
I think it's confirmed. These people are juggalos. We don't know what's going on. They're loose cannons. They're leaving their keys in their car. They're taking 4-hour lunch breaks.
But
they could be anywhere between Utah and Buffalo.
Yeah, I have no idea where they are. I don't keep up. They left and I'm like, all right, bye, cool, and I'm done.
Look out, Shaggy, too dope and
my
fucked up
favorite
Jay or
whatever that was says. This. She's sitting there freaking out, like, well, I haven't got the refund for the other hotel yet, which I don't know if they still have. But she's like, I don't know if we're going to have enough money to make it back to home. And I'm like, my wife's like, well, we can buy you snacks so you don't have to stop. You can just go. I'm like, all right, fine, whatever. So she's like, well, before I go, I have to buy souvenirs. First thing I think is, you don't have enough money to drive home, but you're going to buy souvenirs for people that haven't been here. Sure. Then I find out she spends like $90 on souvenirs.
What kind of?
But she's worried.
What kind of Utah souvenirs are people getting?
I have no idea what they bought.
Because
they
you come to Philadelphia, I mean, you're getting like you could get like a Liberty Bell pencil sharpener, picture, you know, like a little Rocky statue or something like that. But like
they could sell little bits of Gritty's hair. People would buy that shit.
Oh my god, I would buy it.
100% genuine Gritty. I would buy it.
I'd put it in my underpants.
No,
if I did, I'd probably have a boner that lasts more than 4 hours. I'll tell you that much right now.
But your balls would all be bulgy and like his eyes, you know? They'd be looking at different directions.
Side effects. Bulgy balls. No, one thing, like my
did
one sister-in-law bought...
say that they're going to have problems with a boner? Because if you are going to have some problems, you can call me Martin Storm. The Thunder of Justice. Wow, that was weird.
Yeah, he just pops in here now.
Where'd he come from?
I have no idea. I haven't heard of that guy in a long time.
I thought we locked the door.
Boy.
No, like one sister-in-law for her mother-in-law bought something called honeycomb onyx, which apparently is native to Utah.
Okay.
Where it's yellow and has like a honeycomb inclusion looking stuff. It's kind of nice looking. The other one that spent $90, I have no idea what she bought.
God, I miss honeycombs. That cereal was my jam. I don't think you could get that anymore. Thanks a lot, Baroque. I'm starving right now.
No problem. But, I mean, it's just that's how these people were the entire time. Like, they are just so ditzy. Like, hey, meet us here so we can take family photos because, you know, this is the first time my wife's siblings have all been together in 8 years. So it's like, let's all get together, take a picture. Like a half hour. All right, here they finally show up. It's like, damn, you know, these are the people who live in New York. You know, mm-hmm. I thought you guys were all about, you know, being on time and in a rush. Hell no, these people have no concept of time.
I don't know what they're doing in Buffalo.
Well, they're from Niagara Falls.
There you have it.
Man, there you tell you something. Like when you're from the worst Niagara Falls, that's bad.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Oh. Yeah, they trust me, they were selling me on going and visiting them ever. They're like, oh, there's nothing to do there. It's a piece of crap town. It's dirty. You're going to get run off the road by people because they can't drive. I'm like,
come over to the Canadian side. I'll meet you there. It's like an hour and a half from me.
If I go there, I will. And I'd come out and visit you, Stu.
Hell yeah.
Hey, I think Laz is going to be like an hour and a half from me. He was saying Discord he's going to be in Atlantic City. Laz, nice. Hit me up, bro. Let's have a meetup. If you're going during the week, I'll schedule some work down there.
But that was my crazy. That was one of the two crazies. Wow. The other one, the other
sounds
one,
like fun.
The other one is just like I don't get like I don't think I saw them eat a vegetable once, like at all. And she complains how she's always tired and has no energy. And it's like, well, yeah, because like you eat like you're in college.
Well, yeah, because they're eating Hot Pockets and drinking Faygo.
I could definitely see her being like that. But, like, she has all kinds of – like, one day they woke up, ate breakfast, and went to a thrift store, then went back to the hotel room and slept until they woke up and had dinner, came over to our house for 2-3 hours, and then went, okay, we're tired. We're going back to the hotel room.
Wow.
I think some they vacation. Were up for a total of 5.5 hours in one day.
Oof,
and boy. Of that 5.5 hours, there was at least an hour and a half of eating. So, you know, I can see why she has problems.
They got some problems over there. You know who doesn't have problems with the basement? Stugazzo. That basement's looking sweet. I see a little Gettoni table in the background. If you don't know what a Gettoni is, hey, go hook up episode 48 of Dad Tales Podcast.
It is like 98% finished.
The noise before, I'm guessing that was Lou like walking around. It sounded like he's like ice skating. Like he was like.
So he's actually right here under my desk right now, and he's old.
Yeah,
and he has long long nails, and they're not sharp or anything, but they're long, and he's old. Dude, he doesn't like to have them cut, so they just kind of like clink clank clink clank clink clank.
Yeah, that's the same with Bosco. He like normally we can walk him enough, and they get shaved down. For some reason, this year, it's just not working out, and
your dog's name is Rodney, so.
It's Rodney now.
Hey. There he is. There's the old guy. Here. Oh my god. It's dueling Luigi's.
He's a good boy.
He is a good boy. Yeah, it's like my dog's we have hardwood upstairs. We used to have like area rugs, but since we got the puppy, it was like, fuck that. We're not putting any area rugs down because I don't want piss all over the place. Now it's like, it's getting to the point where you're like, okay, I think she's good. We could start getting like a rug, you know, near the couch. Because it's just, I don't know, it kind of feels like uncomfortable, like to have your couches and you're just like hardwood floor. I like having a carpet underneath me. But it's tough like watching, you're like, we're sitting down to watch, you know, TV, and all of a sudden the dog will get up and it's just like all over the, like sit the fuck down already.
Just like when they're on hardwood and they shake.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
What do you think? When we're upstairs, this guy goes like carpet to carpet, but because his legs aren't so good, he kind of like, he gets to the edge and he's like, all right, here we go. And he like drags his back legs over the 3 feet and,
dude, he's
a good boy.
He's like a fucking cinder block. I fucking love dogs, dude. I love dogs so much. There's this, I'll have to post it in our chat, but there's this like minute and a half long video of Ricky Gervais. I don't even know who's interviewing him, but he just spends like a minute and a half and he was just like, I don't think that I could think of a better thing than a dog. They're fucking amazing. And he's just going off just about dogs. He was like, my favorite dog is the last dog I've seen. And he's right.
Ricky Gervais. He is just amazing.
Fucking dogs are the best, man.
Like, he's on that show Child Support.
If you haven't watched that show.
Okay, so it's hosted by Ben Savage, and they ask a question, and it's just like 20 or it's 10 questions, and each one's worth so much money. Kind of like, and as you go up, if you miss a question, there's also a panel of kids who are getting asked the exact same question. And if you get it wrong and they get it right, you stay in the game. You play for less money.
What network is this show on?
I think it's ABC.
Okay.
It's one of the main networks.
I don't watch regular TV.
Yeah.
Anymore.
My daughter loves the show, but it'll be, you know, like this F word is the body of a plane. And you know, the people are, you know, like fuselage. Right. But the lady was like, I don't know. And it goes to and then it goes to Ricky Gervais is always with the kids and Ben Savage is with the adult. Mm-hmm. And so the kids go off. Like one of them, like this kid farted and like he just looks around like the little girl thinks like he farted. And then like that, it just starts the, you know, shouting war. Because all the kids are probably between the ages of 5 and 9, if I'm going to take a guess. I mean, they're young kids and it's really funny because like they'll make fun of him and it's like, oh, you're old. And, you know, he just laughs because it's Ricky Gervais. And,
yeah.
But I mean, it's pretty good. It's one of those. It's just him being him.
I was watching this this video, I guess, like ever since we watched The Dirt last week. I might have searched like Motley Crue videos or something like that. Now it's like all over my YouTube feed. So there was this video that just came out recently and it was it was with Tommy Lee and they were showing like elementary, like, I don't know, maybe like 5th or 6th graders, Motley Crue videos. And, you know, it's just like a reaction video. Oh my God. She was so funny. There was one girl who was just like, she just had the horns up and she was like rocking out the whole time. And this other kid was like so Mr. You know, millennial, like, oh, what are they doing? This would never fly nowadays. Tommy's like, that kid needs to talk to you, bro, or something. I don't know.
Oh, I know the show you're talking, like where they take it and they give it back to like kids.
Yeah, it was
like they do, like they've done it with like deal with like young teenagers now, and they'll put on like Duck Hunt and be like, all right, try and play this game, and like they just all suck.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's been a busy week around here. We added baseball into the mix, and now we got dance, we got baseball, we got lacrosse, We have hockey tryouts this week. Actually, Dylan had hockey tryouts last night. He's got him three nights this week. And, dude, he did awesome last night. It was two. First of all, he had track after school. And he ran, like, I don't know, like 10,000 meters or something like that, because they had to do all these different events. And then he had hockey tryouts, and they had him doing like all these drills, and it's peewee, right? So they're pushing the boys like a little bit more. So they did like an hour's worth of drills, and then they did like an hour's worth of scrimmages. And by this time, like 2 hours, like nonstop, they're exhausted. And then the last thing they have them do, they start doing suicides. And you could see some of these kids like, who were just like, I'm done. Like kind of like phoning it in. And he was like, dude, he was digging in and skating his ass off. And
again.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was super, super proud of him. But this week we went out and did something that I haven't done in a long time. And I was super excited about. So I was in my garage and I found my old bag of disc golf discs. Now, I started playing like in my late teens and then like in through like my mid 20s, and I used to play fucking all the time, like probably up until we had kids, and then after kids I didn't play that much, but still, you know, but I was just like, I did it all the time. We had tons of courses around us, and if no one's ever played before, it's like golf except use a disc. And there are drivers, and there are like mid-range discs, and there are putters, and you know, you could look at the discs, and each, you know, some of them go left, and some of them fade right, and they all do different things, just like golf clubs do. And so I found them, and I was like, you know what? Weather's starting to get nicer out. I want to take Dylan to go do this, and then everybody else is like, my wife's like, fuck it, I want to go do that too. So we're gonna go locally here in Philadelphia. There's a course. But it was, they were having like a big open there, right? It was like the Philadelphia Open, of course, was like this weekend when we wanted to go. And it was 70 degrees. So we ended up going to Delaware, and we went to this course that was like northern Delaware, it's really hilly. Whereas the rest of the state is just like fucking flat as a table. But it was like a little windy out that day, and we struggled a little bit because it's a really tough course. We had a really good time, and I was like, man, I was like, I love doing this. I was like, and this is something that I could just go do. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's free to play. In most places, unless, you know,
free,
like,
huh?
Yeah. Like some state parks will just let you, well, when I lived in Delaware in the summertime, they would charge, and it'd be like $10 and you get a sticker on your window. Right. And that'd be good, like for the whole season. But for the most part, most of the courses are just in parks and or in neighborhoods or something like that, and you could just go play for free. The discs are fairly cheap. They're like $10 to like $24. That's the thing. It's like, I was like, oh man, my bag, like, and what's funny is my wife was laughing because my discs, you know, common courtesy is on the back of the disc is to put your name and your telephone number. So if it gets lost or somebody finds it, you would call them up and say, hey, you know, I found your disc. I can meet you here. And I used to do that all the time. People would call me if, you know, if I lost one. And so we're looking at these discs and they all have like our old phone numbers on them. It's like, holy shit. Remember when we lived in Maryland when we had this phone number? I don't know. So it's like a tour down cool. memory lane. Nice. But anyway, so then it was like,
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Cause I've played a few times, but like, there's a few different courses over here where you actually have to pay like a greens fee or whatever. But like you said, it's like $10, but not for the season. It'll just be for the day. And and they have like rental, they'll have like a package of like five different discs or kind of, you know what I mean? Like send you out with a bunch of different ones. But
for sure.
The couple times that I played was because one of my buddies, he was all big into it and he's got like his own setup.
Oh yeah.
He's like, well, this is like my driver for long range and this is my driver for dog leg lefts and dog leg rights. Had like, do you have those kind of discs? Like you have multiple discs, Justin?
Yes.
Are you like a,
I think I have like 12 discs. So I have like three different putters. I have a bunch of different drivers. A few, like I'll show them to you. Or I'll take pictures of them. But yeah, I have a ton of them. But the thing is like, an account that I was at last week, I looked up and there's a disc golf store near there, which there are like hardly any of, right? And I was like, oh shit. And it's like attached to this, like a bait and tackle shop for fishing. And it's, but they had like a ton of discs in there. They had like all this stuff and I'm looking around and like, you know, like the plastic that they use is changed. I mean, a lot of the stuff is the same, but there's like newer discs that like use a different kind of plastic and they have like really cool designs on them. And that's like part of the thing too. It's like, you see this disc, it looks like really cool. Like you want that. So I had got like a couple new discs and so I was excited to try them out. And it was fun because like they're cheap and like it kind of gets addictive. I was on like the Reddit and you could see like these people with like just fucking like tons and tons of discs. But they're cheap enough, right? Where you could probably pick up like, you know, like one every couple weeks or one a week or something, like, I don't know, depending on
it's not like real golf where like, you know, oh, I spent $400 on
a
club.
No. You can get like a new disc for like $15 or something like that if you go online. But I actually today I bought a plastic a basket, a portable basket. So
like a golf bag kind of?
No, well I have a bag. I have a bag for my disc. So like
it's a stand you can put up and make your own.
So the hole, if you will, is basically it's a metal basket, and then there's like, you know, it's attached to a pole, and at the top of the pole you have these chains that hang down. Like go down into the basket. So the idea is when you go up to putt, you hit the chains and the disc falls down in the basket, and that's how you do it. But you go on YouTube, man, and you see some of these guys. I mean, they're fucking throwing these discs like, you know, 400, 500 fucking feet. Feet. And, or like hole in ones. Like, it's just amazing. It's incredible. But it's just such like a laid back sport. And I thought like, you know what, that's something that I could get into again. And so I think I am. So I'm excited. So I bought the portable disc and so Dylan and I could practice putting. And plus like, it's something that him and I could do together. It's not like a high intensity thing. I am not a regular golf guy. I've tried it. It is, that kind of shit is not for me. So this is a little bit more my speed, a little bit more chill, just to like hang out in the woods and, you know, whatever. So I'm excited. I'm into it.
Oh shit! Speaking of golf,
yeah,
I bought a summer pass for Topgolf.
So, oh sweet, nice. Dude! I just heard they're building one around here,
so I can go during weekdays. Basically, I golf for freaking golf as long as I want for free. The pass was $150.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's actually not that bad considering how much their regular rate is.
Yeah, because if you go over just one game, it's like $50.
Yeah.
So it's $150 for the whole season.
Yeah, I just found out there's one like 40 minutes away over in Jersey, and then I think they're building one in North Philly. So I'm looking forward to that.
I have about three of them, like a 20-minute radius.
Yeah, that's so crazy. I just want to give a quick shout-out. So, of course, like, in my newfound wanting to get back into disc golf, I was like, I wonder what podcasts are out there. Of course, there are plenty. But I found this podcast, and it's called the Disc Golf Podcast. And it's these two guys, Robin and Joe, and they're just regular dudes like us. And I knew that I was going to like, because there was like a ton of them, right? And I was like, oh, which one? So I just like, I'll just listen to this one first. And as soon as they started like talking about like grabbing their D's, and how it was like moist, and I was like, yeah, this is the show. They're talking about grabbing their D's. Yeah, I think this one. And then they talk about beer and like review discs, and then, you know, they have young kids, and it was just, so shout out to Disc Golf Podcast. If anybody out there plays, you know, go check these guys out. So it was a really good show. So I was laughing. And at the end they played this, it was a song parody of Tenacious D's Fuck Her Hard, but to like disc golf stuff. I don't know. It was pretty funny. That's pretty much it. You know, I've just been fucking burning the candle at both ends with all the kids' shit and work and video games. Speaking of video games,
Vigia games.
Vigia games?
Video games.
What have you guys been playing? I haven't seen many like conversations about games lately.
I don't know, man. I mean that. Like, I'm so tired. I'm not even sure. My brain's not working. So, come back to me.
I will say that I had some really good games, Iron Banner, this week. I went 13-0, one game. That was pretty cool.
Nice.
And, yeah, we mercied this team. I think it was, like I was 13-0. Fluffy was, like, 12-0. And I have a picture.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys all did fairly well.
Oh, yeah.
You weren't playing with me or Baroque, right?
No.
I did not play.
So like you guys were in the kiddie pool area then. So it was skill based matchmaking.
I was pretty much top of the.
You don't got the two skill based.
We were playing together the other night. But you and I, we played with Fluffy and Briz the other night, and that was pretty fun. And then I just hopped on randomly on Friday night. I didn't think I was going to get on, and then joined up with Admiral Nips and Briz and then Jay and Fluffy and Chuck and Hippo. And those guys are all like a raid team. So they were just like dicking around waiting until they were going to raid. So we just all played Iron Banner together.
PvP.
Yeah.
In Destiny.
Yeah.
There's a rumor floating around, and it was picked up by what's-his-face, Paul Tassi, that writes for Forbes. There was a rumor, actually, from Reddit that for Destiny 3, they are removing PvP. And that's fucking stupid
if they did that. I agree.
Like, first of all, it's Bungie. And Bungie made PvP on consoles, like the way that with Halo, it's synonymous with PvP, in my opinion.
I think it's stupid to even entertain it like they're gonna do that. I mean, you think about this game, you can't have this game without that part, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you look at Destiny 1, how that game stayed relevant for the 3 years was Trials and Crucible.
Why all the PvP guys that are bitching about you need to balance stuff because of the Crucible? Yeah, they do. They need to figure out a way to do that. Yes.
Yeah.
But while you were off playing whatever you were playing, we were all still playing Crucible. So, you know what I mean? And, you know, and raiding at the same time and still doing all the other PvE stuff. You know, it's the hardcore PvE player. I mean, now, yeah, there's a ton of stuff to do in here, but, like, don't fucking bitch about the PvP, yeah, I mean...
No, because you know what? It's not even don't bitch about the PvP. Because it's not perfect. And I don't think any game could be perfect, but it's not even close to its potential.
Yeah, no, right? I get it. I'm just saying don't
There's
bitch
too
about
much
like,
bullshit.
Having PvP in the game. Like, it has to be in the game. Like,
it does, but I think it has to be different.
Oh, for sure.
I don't think it can be... The same way, like, it's part of the same sandbox, PvE and PvP, and it gets back to that balance question. And the way that it's always been a problem is because if you do something to really bring it in line for PvP, to make it more fair for two players, you take away some of that craziness that you could do if you're just playing against the computer, you know, the AI. Mm-hmm. And I think that it just has to be a completely separate set of fixed role gear and guns. Just that's it. Do whatever the fuck you want after that.
Yeah, I mean, occasionally, like if we're playing, like let's say we're playing like a 2 hour stretch, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's more often we're either like rolling through teams, mm-hmm. like maybe you'll get a couple matches where you're like it's pretty back and forth, it's pretty even, right? And then or you'll get in games where you're just getting your ass handed to you the whole time, and so. If it's going good, then yeah, it's great. But like, there isn't like that middle ground. And but dude, like the other night, I forget what night it was, but I like got on. I was just sticking around playing something, and I got a message from Chuck, and he was playing with Jamar, and they were playing comp, And like, do you want to play? And I was like, ah, God, I don't know if I want to. And then I was like, all right, I'll play PvP. And we get in there, and we just get fucking obliterated. It didn't help that I thought I had on Spectral Blades, but really I had on Blade Barrage. So I'm like, oh, I'm ready. I'm getting it. I got my super. I'm ready to get these guys. And I'm like hiding behind a rock, and I fucking just Blade Barrage nothing. like a fucking idiot. But yeah, I mean, you either get like, you know, you either get trounced, and that's why I haven't gone over to like to that side. You know, I like playing, you know, I'll just play over here in my kind of area where I could do reasonably well. But yeah, it's, you can't have one without the other, because there is no other game like Destiny out there that has that component. You know what I mean? So even though they brought PvP into Division 1, and it's in Division 2, I haven't played any of it, but like, it just didn't feel the same. I mean, you could play other PvP games, but they don't feel the same. Titanfall feels good. Apex, I mean, while that game, you know, I've just decided like that isn't for me, and I choose to play other things, it doesn't feel the same. And when you come back and you play the PvP in Destiny, like, it's like sex. Even when it's bad, it's still pretty fucking good. You know?
Yeah, but it's like sex when it's bad, and you're like, it's still pretty good, but you're like, if we change up a little bit of what we're doing.
It's like sex. I can't get my dick hard.
It's like sex. I haven't been able to do either one of them for months.
Hey, there's a light at the end of the tunnel now.
Not after the shit that I've seen today, man. So,
you just got to burn that out of your head, and then.
Oh my God, I totally forgot what I was gonna say now.
Stu's a beaten man.
That's a long road back. But
they should fix whatever the fuck is wrong with
my wife. Hadn't had a baby in almost 6 years, and I still don't have any sex.
Listen, I don't play PvP nearly as much as I used to, but
you don't want to get in there and just straight dominate everything.
Well, I mean, that's what I do.
That's mainly the reason, right?
I hardly even play the game, and I'm a 1200 in comp, so I mean, I'm not bragging or anything, but what Stu was saying, that's kind of like what I was saying. This is probably like a few months ago. Mm-hmm. I think they should have just PvP specific gear sets and weapons that you grind for, and just separate PvP and PvE. Make the PvE stuff crazy. Mm-hmm. Make it fun. And then make a nicely balanced PvP, like kind of how it is now.
Yeah. Like, why can't you have like a little toggle on your gun? Then like, okay, like kind of like mass, like picking what masterwork you want. Do you want it in, you know, do you want it in PvP? Do you want it in PvE? Why can't there be like a little node there that says, okay, I'm going to go play Crucible now. I'm making my gun Crucible stats. And now I'm going to play PvE. I'm making my gun PvE stats. And if you leave the other one on, then that's fucking your fault. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm sure it's just like a button that they could press, or like a knob that they turn, or some shit like that. They can automatically do that. So,
yeah, it's easy.
Yeah,
just, you know, on and off.
Whatever. I don't know.
Take out the fucking RNG. Take out all the bullshit about your gun is different than my gun. Yeah. Make it like 5 set loadouts. Here's a scout rifle and a sidearm. That's your loadout 1. Here's a fucking fusion rifle and a pulse rifle. Like, that's loadout 2. Halo? And it's all exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, and then maybe once a month when it's Iron Banner, make it like, use whatever. Do whatever the fuck you want this week.
Hey, the Iron Banner gear looks awesome.
Just make it, you know, customizable. You can pick, you know, one of 3 auto rifles, one of 3 scout rifles, but that's it. Like, that, they're dedicated ones for Crucible, and you can build your loadout.
Well, in my idea, you could have rotating loadouts every week, you know, where it's a curated selection, where they will say that every scout rifle that you have in loadout number 3 has the same set of perks. Maybe you have something comparable in your inventory. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're like, holy shit, I really like this gun. It's the kind of thing I would want to chase for PvE and make PvE totally fucking bananas, batshit insane.
That's what I think.
You know, I think
it could be any of it.
I think Suros is badass.
But, I mean, right, what now is what is a little scary though is seeing these long-time high-end sandbox designers leaving.
Yes.
You know, like Josh Hamrick. I mean, I know that they're humans, and we all get sick of our jobs, or you find something new, or you want to take a break. But I mean, it is a little concerning as to what's going on. You know,
those guys have worked on some pretty big titles. Like, this isn't their first rodeo, so I'm sure they're on to some other pretty big things.
Well, yeah, like John's been with Destiny. I mean, been with Bungie for 12 years, so he's been working on Halo, you know, and Destiny. So he's
yeah,
been
but
there
also
for a long
when
time.
you've been working on these games for like years and years, and we're with the same people, you know, it's good. I'm sure you're gonna want to like switch up the team every now and again or work on something different. So I mean,
oh, definitely.
I mean, it could just be a coincidence, or it could be like, yo, guys, Destiny 3 is a steaming pile of garbage. Why don't we have PvP in this game? What the hell is going on here?
Well, maybe they're scrapping PvP to put in a battle royale.
Oh, from your lips, I broke from your lips.
They kind of maybe kind of took the Destiny world of PvP and kind of made a new game, kind of like a, I guess that'd be Halo, right?
Yeah. They're gonna call it Destalo.
I don't know.
You know what they should do?
We'll see what the future holds.
They should take their and then stick them in, and then after that, they could take their
damn
and put them in their.
Justin,
wow, we're gonna have to dub that out.
You know what? I don't get. And then that guy.
Jeez. You should tell me how you really feel.
Sorry, guys.
I happen to think that he's a nice guy, but I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, he responds to Twitter on Twitter. He likes, you know, when you tweet at him. You know, I think he's a pretty nice guy.
Jesus.
I do too.
Jeez.
You know what? I have to say shame on somebody because I was listening to Bads, and Xanafan wanted me to clip our good buddy Doodoo Danfinity saying finger, and I'm not going to clip that. So, you know what? I just can't do it anymore. You know what's funny? Like, wow. There was an episode of Potato Thumbs, and I had like two people telling me to clip things within like 10 minutes. They're like, hey, have you listened to Potato Thumbs yet? About 40 minutes in. Dog, what the fuck are you doing? This dog, like, as soon as she gets a napkin, it's like instantly shredded everywhere. It looks like it's snowing in here. What? Just go lay down. It's 12 o'clock at night. Hey, yo, get over here. Give me that. Give it to me. Oh my gosh. Anyway, guys, I have some things in my notes here. I don't really know what they mean because I make them at the beginning of the week and then I forget. One is one note just says trying on condoms. I was listening to something and they were talking about when they were kids, like just trying them on to see how they would fit. Did you guys ever do that?
No.
No. It's been a while since I've seen you put one on, man. Like,
yeah, obviously.
Fuck. For real.
I just thought that was funny. I remember there was a kid in my school, and he had a bag of 200 condoms, and he sold them to me for $20. I don't know what I was going to do with them. I was in like 7th grade.
200?
Yeah. Dude, it was a huge bag. I don't even know where he got them from. They were
I
got
to tell you, I admire your tenacity, Justin.
They were all different colors. I think we ended up using them as like water balloons or something eventually. But I do remember trying one on. Just like, a little snug if you ask me. But anyway. Yeah. That's pretty much all I got for that. Trying on condoms. And we'll save this. Hey, do you guys Venmo? You know what Venmo is?
I have a Venmo.
Do you
have
my, Venmo? My wife does.
Yeah.
I don't use it.
Venmo has taken the world by storm.
That's what sure. seems like.
So there's a lot of Venmoing going around everywhere.
So explain this to me because I'm...
It's basically like... It's
I
like,
just see people that are like, yo, send me money. Here's my Venmo.
It's PayPal.
Yeah, pretty much it's...
It's kind of like PayPal, but it...
Pettier.
Yeah. It's, and it's like a service, and if like you're friends with people that are on it, it lets you see like that you've sent this person money or what. I don't know. It's really weird. I don't know why.
You can send people requests. Like I can go to you, Stu, and go, hey, Stu, we bought pizza the other day. You didn't pay me your half.
And then
Venmo me my $7.50 for it.
You can send it to me right now.
Like, you guys don't have email money transfers down there, do you? Okay, because yeah, I can email people money right from my bank account to your bank account.
So
that is Venmo.
Just using your email.
That's basically.
But it's all done through like when I get the email and I click the link, it brings me to my bank's online portal. Like it's done through the banks. They're not all of them, but a bunch of different banks have this service that they offer their clients.
Yeah, it's just it's kind of like an app, and you sign up, and it links your account, and then you could just we got ice time tonight, or you know we're gonna have ice time on Wednesday. Just Venmo me $20, and you know have them here by 6:30 or something like that.
So. Hey guys, we're in a group project, and I made all these copies. Can someone Venmo me 15 cents?
It's interesting because that's exactly what. An email transfer would be.
Yeah.
It seems like the banks here have decided to cut out anybody else getting a cut, you know, and they have their own kind of fucking thing, but.
Yeah. Another we didn't talk about is Division 2. I'm still really liking it. I haven't played like a ton because with Iron Banner, I thought maybe I could power level a little bit. And so I did all those bounties and I waited and they were all plus one. And I was like, you fucking kidding me? Like every single
that sucks. One was plus like one, every, everything. You like, this normally is so dumb. Iron Banner is pretty good.
Yeah. I was like, this is so dumb.
See, I didn't play that this week, but I did play some more Spider-Man.
Oh, really?
I'm digging that. I'm about 40% through the story now. So there's that. But I was excited, and I did watch it. As horrible as it was, Gearbox's reveal for Borderlands. Like,
ugh, gross, am I right?
Well, it was like us putting on a video game reveal. Like, they really looked like they had no idea what... they'd be like, so do I ask them... Okay, oh, here's these people. And, like, I mean, it was literally that kind of quality. It was...
But it was fucking
pretty bad.
Yo, you know what? You can ignore all of that because Borderlands looks awesome.
Borderlands 3, it does look awesome.
Yeah, I don't give a shit if they stumble all over themselves for an hour and a half on stage. The game looks
that'll be so much fun.
Those games are fun.
Playing that together, like it's just gonna be
that is gonna be fun. That's if you've never played Borderlands, their big tagline is, you know, a bazillion guns. It's the truth. I swear what they do is they have an RNG generator that takes, okay, here's the base gun. It's and like, then we're going to add these RNG pieces to it.
Yeah, it's like No Man's Sky, but for guns.
It's a lot of guns. Like, you get the same gun, but it's a higher level and has completely different stats. And you're like, oh, cool. But, I mean, and it's just, it is ridiculous. Like, the first one had an achievement for basically being Super Mario and killing an enemy by jumping on it. It is a game that knows it's a video. It's like, it doesn't take itself seriously at all. Mm-hmm. And it's stupid amounts of fun. I look forward to this.
You know what I'm really enjoying? All these people that we've converted to flat earthers.
I mean... It's not hard to convert when you just start showing people that.
I think this that's is why. I think that's why.
The truth.
Why I've gotten back into disc golf is because. Much like the Earth, you know.
You know, one thing that I really like to do is just take a glass of water. You know, just put that in front of somebody and tell them, "Look, the water. It's fucking flat, man. I don't see none of that bullshit."
I'm looking at my fish tank right now. And at our new fish, Ruth Beta Finsberg, and she's not swimming in a dome.
Nope.
It's like it's flat. It's flat on top, people. So I don't see what the big deal is, you know. And I had an epiphany the other day. I might win a Nobel Prize for this. So I'm glad this is on record. I'm glad it's being recorded. You know, with all the future stuff that we see, you know, we may have to leave Earth and look for a new home on one of those round planets out there. Weird, right? Because then we're going to be like, I'm going to feel like I'm falling down every time I'm walking forward, or falling back every time I'm walking backwards. But if the Earth can't sustain us anymore, let's just drill a hole through it and we'll live on the other side. I know. I don't. Wow. I don't wanna, yeah. I don't want to blow your minds. I hope I didn't cause.
That's a fantastic idea.
I hope I didn't cause any accidents out there.
That's nuts.
Yeah. So
my mind's blown.
Oh, I had another question. I heard something the other day that was kind of cool that I wanted to try, and that is bagels sliced like bread. Have you ever had a bagel sliced like bread before?
No, man. I saw that picture. That is an affront to humanity. That
really,
is,
you
that
think is a, so?
What the fuck is that's not how you cut a bagel.
They're bite-sized pieces, though.
Yeah, but that's who wants a bite size of a little bagel? Give me a friggin' bagel.
Do you like
go eat a cracker if
do you like bagel chips?
I do like bagel chips.
Yeah.
But that's a different thing. That's a hybrid. That's just not somebody fucking up how they cut a bagel.
Here's a question for you. Is Melba toast just sliced hard bagel?
No, I think it's shittier than hard bagel.
I do love a good Melba.
I don't even know what that is.
It's different.
You don't know Melba toast?
It's not the same dough.
Oh my gosh, I love some Melba toast.
I don't know. I know what you're talking about. It was like the St. Louis cut or something, and it just looks so stupid.
Hey guys, I
don't know.
I got a little clip here. Got a new clip from Scum Death. You guys want to hear it?
Oh, of course.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Scum Death's Corner, coming to us live from across the pond.
Hey guys, welcome to Scum Death's Corner. The other day I went for a wee, and after I lifted the toilet seat, I noticed a massive skid mark in the bottom.
That's the wrong one. Hold on.
Yeah, we did that already.
Let's try this one.
It was unanimous.
Hey guys, welcome to Scum Death's Corner. The other day I went...
All right. I guess, that's really weird. All right, well, maybe next week, Scum. Or I'll edit it in. Edit Scum Death in here. Oh my god, that was hysterical. Oh, what will this guy think of next? He is too funny. What an absolute rogue. All right. Damn. Well, in all honesty, like, my computer was really, really having a tough time of doing anything before we started the call here. Still is. And, yeah, so I guess I thought I was downloading Scum's recording from this week. And that is a real shame. Maybe I can bring it up on my phone. Give me 1 second, and I'll just play it here. Would that be okay? Can we do that?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
All right. Here we go. I'll see if I can play it. Because I definitely want to hear it. I don't want him to. I don't want everybody to miss out on the gold we're getting. Let's see.
Hey guys, welcome to.
Oh man, I thought he sold. Thought he sent me a new one. Fuck. This is great radio, everybody. Jesus Christ! I'm gonna fucking. What the fuck is going on here? Oh. God damn it. He sent it to me on, sent it to me through Discord. Alright, hold on. Here we go.
Hello, and welcome to Scum Death's Corner. Well, today it's been Harry Redders, because the current bun's been out all day, so it's been top of the niches weather. I can't wait to get back to me gaff for a cheeky fag and a cup of Rosie Lee. But it's not as top for me bird, because she got wankered on Friday, and like a right plonker, fell ass over tit onto me black star. Ended up like a right dog's dinner on the deck. What a proper numpty. Well, blimey, governors. Is that the whistle and rhyme? I've got bangers and chips for me, Nosh. So I'm going to go and do a runner. Have a much nuts day, peeps. Choo!
I think all right. I think he's exactly right, and I agree with him.
So,
and Brexit is bad.
He was talking the other day, and he was like, "It's Harry Redder's outside," and we were like, "What the fuck is that? What the hell does that mean?" So I was like, "Scum." I was like, "You need to like record something with like I don't know."
Can you play that again? There was a couple parts that I want to hear that again.
Absolutely.
Please.
I don't know. I don't even know.
The Mum's Nutters.
Mum's Nutters. Yeah, there's a lot of. A lot of gold in here.
Hello, and welcome to Scumdad's Corner. Well, today it's been Harry Redder's because the current bun's been out all day. So it's been top of the niches weather.
It's been top of the niches. Are we guessing that means that's good? Like, man, it's been top of the niches out here. I don't know. Okay.
Wait to get back to me gaff for a cheeky fag and a cup of Rosie Lee.
He's going to smoke a cigarette. I know what that
is. Cheeky bag and Rosie Lee.
What's a Rosie Lee? Is that?
I'm guessing it's a tea.
Oh, okay.
If you hear it again in context, it sounds like that.
All right. Let's hear it again.
It's been Harry Redder's because the current bun's been out all day. So it's been top of the niches weather. I can't wait to get back to me gaff for a cheeky fag and a cup of Rosie Lee.
Cup of Rosie.
It's not top for me bird because she got wankered on Friday and like a right plonker fell ass over tit on the me black star. Ended up like a right dog's dinner on the deck. What a proper numpty. Well, blimey, governors. Is that the whistle and rhyme? I've got bangers and chips for me, Nos. So I'm going to go and do a runner. Have a much nuts day, peeps. Choo!
Is that the whistle and rhyme?
So basically,
what's nuts?
It's a great day, but he can't wait to get a smoke and a drink. Then he talks about how his wife got like completely just plastered,
yeah.
Passed out on the deck.
Like, tripped on his black star? What the hell is that?
I have no idea.
What
in the world? That's a tough one.
She looked like a dog's dinner. That can't be good. That doesn't sound flattering at all.
The dog's dinner, was it the dog's dinner on the deck or something? Like, was that vomit?
Well, I think she was passed out. Yeah, she might have like thrown up on the deck. She might have
thrown up? So. Okay. All right.
Oh my God, guys, I got a dog's dinner on the deck. Look out. I'm gonna start saying that. I got a dog's dinner.
Oh, that's too funny. Thanks, Scum. You're the best, buddy. All right. Let's do some questions, and then we'll wrap this thing up. Let me see where they start, because I think they start on. Oh, here we go. All right. This was from Saturday. Sorry. Oh, boy. See, now I don't know. This is tough. It's tough to find out where this begins and where it ends. My God. Okay. I figured it out. Okay. In a survival situation, would you rather have a gun?
Oh, God.
I didn't ask this one.
No. It's just because if you've been in the Discord, like this has been back and forth debate for a while.
All right. So, in a survival situation, would you rather have a gun? It can be any gun with unlimited ammo. It can also have a bayonet or a knife. Also, unlimited supplies apply too. Unlimited supply of knives. Well, obviously, if it's a gun with a bayonet. That's a no-brainer. Alec Beer says, what about a gun that shoots knives?
That's a good question. Hey, speaking of which, there's some SMGs in Destiny that have a little bayonet on them. Why the fuck can't you use that little bayonet?
Oh, God, that's why we got to get rid of PvP. All right. I think we can all agree that it's the gun. Drafty wants to know, that was from Skullreaper 2005. This is from Drafty. He says, have you ever weighed yourself before and after taking a dump? If so, what was your largest dump? The answer is yes. Every single time I weigh in for our feel-fee competition, I have to do that before because you just gotta get everything out. If you're going to weigh yourself, you might as well, like, you know, be the best you could be. Am I right?
I don't know if I've ever weighed before and after. I can't imagine it would be that much. Half a pound? I don't know how much I'm producing.
I know that I've done it in the past. I don't remember what the results were. I think it was inconclusive. So I might have to do a little science.
I think you could look in there and be like, oof, that's a big one. But I don't think it weighs that much. I mean, because I pick up dog poop all the time, and it's not exactly like, you know.
We should just totally do this. Like, everybody just start posting a weight. Hashtag filthy on Twitter.
I don't know that we all need context. To start doing this. No. I'll keep track of my own.
Yeah, my wife has.
I'll let you guys know.
My wife has a food scale up there in grams. I'll just poop on it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure she'll love you.
What are you doing?
It's for the show.
And okay, it's diarrhea. Worry. Oh my god.
Next question.
Let's see here. What's something, this is from the Beard MB, it says, what's something weird or can be perceived as weird that you do? I have to count ceiling tiles at work to measure how far the patients walk. So I spend part of my day pointing at the tiles looking like a crazy person. What's something weird? Something weird that I do that can be perceived as weird, everything I do. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you'd have to ask people who observe me on a regular basis.
I think
everything I do is normal.
Everything I do, I think, is normal as well.
Yeah.
Other people may not think that.
Well, other people are fucked. Everything that everyone else does is totally fucked, except everything I do is totally fine.
See, I know I have one idiosyncrasy that, like, my wife thinks it's hilarious, and that's just if volume has numbers, it has to be even. Like, if it's not, it just bugs me. And she thinks it's funny, so, like, you know, she'll put it up, like, on 13, and it's like, fix it.
Okay, actually, I do got something.
Okay,
something. If we go to, like, a restaurant or something, and I have to leave a tip, and let's say the bill is, like, $43.56, I will leave them, like, $6.44.
So that
it rounds up to an even number.
Yeah,
I think that's normal.
Okay.
Yeah, I did the same thing. Skull Reaper.
You guys had me worried there that I was a weirdo.
Here's another question, but I think that was just for the Discord. Agent H asks, you can only have one, zip ties or duct tape? Ooh, I'm going duct tape on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Infinitely more useful.
Yeah. Duct tape all the way.
Beard has another good quote. If it can't be ducked, it's fucked. Agent H has another question. It says, for forever, you can have any size or color you need of an unlimited supply, but one of them has was never. Oh, okay. It's still the duct tape stuff. Yeah, bro. I am. I mean, I guess we could ask here. What are your thoughts on Article 13? That's what Skull Reaper wanted. But I think he was asking in the Discord.
Well, I mean, do you guys even know what that one is?
Yeah, it's basically, it's where they're saying, like, it has to do with, like, YouTube content.
It's more applicable to Twitch, where, according to it, if you are using anything copyrighted...
Yeah, you can't
The provider. So, Twitch, so you're streaming on Twitch in the EU, and you're playing some copyrighted music, and the company who owns that copyright decides to sue, Twitch has to pay.
Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah. And so, it's the same for YouTube, I believe, as well.
Yeah, it's the same, but it's basically they're doing since they have to pay,
we're just going to cut it all out.
We're just going to cut it out completely and make it so it can't happen. So, but the big question on it is the enforceability of it. They don't know how well Twitch could even enforce that, so... But if it becomes a really big sticking point, basically, if you're a European streamer, you are now a North American streamer that just streams during European times, and that's it.
Guys, if I don't get my Houndish, I'm going to fucking flip, you know? If I don't hear, like, every couple days, you know, like, what's up, guys? Houndish here. I can't have that. He's, you know, I'll just watch the old videos. I guess I can't because I'll take them down. Let's see. Scumdeath says, if you were bald like me and could only have hair in the style of a mullet, would you rather be bald or look like a 70s soccer player? Love the show, boys. I guess over here the equivalent would be a hockey player.
Yeah.
I could rock the El Camino of haircuts.
Dude, I would have a mullet in a heartbeat if it meant I had hair.
Oh, yeah, I would take up smoking again just so that I could complete the look.
If I could look like Liv Schreiber in Goon, that would be amazing.
I'd like go for that Benjamin Bratton, you know, Despicable Me 3.
Yeah.
Right. Who looks like, I swear, Dr. Like Disrespect.
Doc? Yes. Yeah.
I just run my fingers through the back part of my hair all day. Just that's it. That's just, people will be like, what's wrong with this guy? Oh, yeah.
I just put it in a bun. Put it in a man bun. If you could pick one, this is from Arisen Phoenix. He says, if you could pick one publisher to receive free games for life, who would it be?
One publisher.
Nintendo.
Free games for life.
You know, back in the day, this would have been easy. I would have just said Square.
King. But love Candy Crush.
Well, King's owned by Activision.
Fuck that shit. What the hell?
No, yeah. You know, I mean, like, just from pure... volume. For pure volume would be, like, EA or Activision. Maybe Ubisoft, yeah. But not... Nah. EA, probably.
Yeah, I would say EA, because you get all the sports games, all the sports games. Some good
racing. They don't do that anymore. They should do that.
What, that EA Sports actually in Salt Lake?
EA. It's in the game. Nah, they don't do that anymore. But like Nintendo, right? I mean, they, you know.
They do a lot of first party, and they have a lot of games, too.
True.
Yeah.
Their shit never goes on sale.
Microsoft.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Microsoft. Zelda.
But I mean, that's still like Zelda, Donkey Kong, Mario games. I mean, that's a lot of games right there.
Yeah.
Just from those three titles.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'd get more use out of EA games.
Mm-hmm. All right. XanaFan711 says, yeah, it was a great question. XanaFan, and congratulations on the new job, Xan. Says, if you could try any drug once and not have any negative repercussions, addiction, death, etc., which drug would you want to try? That's a tough one.
None. Even with this assurance of no addiction.
Caffeine.
I know me, man. And I'd figure out a way to get addicted to that shit. So, no, I don't. I smoke a lot of weed, but I don't really like drugs.
You know? Stu, I think I'd like to try me some of that cocaine.
It's a waste of fucking money.
See, I was thinking of something like maybe LSD, because you could get a full experience of a trip, but without, you know, all the bad side effects that stuff has.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've tried like, I don't know, like a couple things, I guess, but nothing hardcore, like shrooms and pot, but like... I've never done, you know, any of the what's considered like the harder drugs. I really don't, you know, even if I could try them, I don't think I would.
I know.
I had a really good friend that got pretty messed up from crystal meth, and that shit is like scary. It doesn't seem fun.
No.
Nothing about that shit seems fun.
Especially when you see the comparison videos of the people. It's like, ey, ey, ey.
Yeah, there was one I saw, and it was like a girl before she started crystal meth. When she dropped to her bottom, then when after she left, and it's like, you look like you aged 40 years in that 5-year span.
Maybe I will just take this opportunity to eat a shit ton of mushrooms again, because I used to love eating those things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I used to love eating them. Like, saw some
that's
crazy
not something
shit
you get,
do with them.
You don't get addicted to mushrooms. I used to do mushrooms,
yeah, but that
too,
can't be like... good for you, man. None of that shit can be good for you.
I don't know. Nice portobello is always welcome in my house.
Guys, I'm telling you, man, I solved world hunger. And then I saw an airplane, and I realized how cool the airplane looked, and I forgot what the solution was.
I couldn't leave the house because it was really windy outside, and the tree wouldn't let me get outside of my sliding glass door.
That makes sense. Once we didn't speak to each other for 5 hours because everybody that was on shrooms was in a contest. Nobody spoke.
I was stuck in the back of Wawa once for 45 minutes looking at a can of baked beans.
I saw a full-on hallucination of a picnic table full of kids in a bush that I was pissing in, and I actually called to them saying, I know you're not real, but you have to turn around, and they didn't turn around, and I left.
I was doing mushrooms. My friend's little brother was hanging out with us, and I found a button on the ground, and somehow, I don't even know what, this just popped into my head, but I was like, I don't know, I was convinced that my whole experience of that night I put into this button, and I was like, Nick, this button is my world, and I want you to have it. I saw him saying that, I was like, oh my god. All right, moving on.
Mushrooms.
Alcoholics 1602 says, if you had $350,000, what car or cars would you purchase? I would purchase a Porsche 911, Mercedes S-Class, and a used Tesla Model X. I guess he has to go used because he's using up all the other 350 on the other one. I don't know. How many Subaru Outbacks can I get for $350,000?
I'm just going to get like 30 Kia Fortes and bank the rest. I don't know.
Can I have 48 Scion Model Cs?
TC.
I would definitely buy a new Supra.
Yo, Kev, the new RAV4 is fucking sexy, right? Nice looking, dude.
Yeah.
That RAV4 is looking really sweet. I was riding by a Toyota dealership today. And there was one, it was bright blue, and it looked so sexy.
If you have the Adventure Series one, it's pretty cool looking.
That does look nice. Looks really nice.
For me, I'd probably buy like a bigger family car, considering we really don't have one. And then I'd buy me a nice sports car, because, you know, why not? And
so what sports truck. Car? Which sports car?
See, that's my problem. I'm not that... I'd actually be awesome if I could just buy like a super sport Camaro, like one of the new ones. I'd be happy with that. Maybe even the ZL1, you know.
I wouldn't mind a Ford Raptor.
That'd be good. That'd be a good truck. Mm-hmm. I could afford that too.
See, when I think about things nowadays, I can't put it in a context of like, I kind of think like practically, you know what I mean? It's like,
right.
It's like you know, when you can't really, you know, when you're masturbating, you can't really enjoy it until like you fantasize, like, you know, oh, like maybe my wife and I have an amicable divorce and then I meet somebody, and like, because I don't want to cheat on my wife in my fantasy. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, something happens, we get separated and I meet somebody, and it's like, it's a whole deal. You know what I mean? It's like, I can't just imagine myself in like a Lamborghini because that wouldn't be practical. But I can't imagine myself in a new BMW X7.
Okay.
I think that's pretty hot. And I could probably pick one of those up for maybe like $120,000. So that leaves me with $230,000 to play with.
Like, that's my problem. Like, what would be the impractical car I buy?
Can I pay my mortgage and just stay driving my 2011 Toyota? Because it's a pretty reliable vehicle, and
you see, that's the thing. I wouldn't buy anything like crazy, like a supercar or anything. I just buy like practical stuff that I could use every day.
No, it's like when we had, Canuck was talking about like building cars. You know what I mean? It's like the car I was building was like a Volvo. Like that was like my dream car, was like building this Volvo, like with all the options on it. You know what I mean? I wouldn't go too extravagant. I don't think. I would definitely like to have like a nice big SUV on the nicer end. Because when my car was in the shop for a little bit, and they gave me a An armada? Man. That fucking...
Yeah, see, that was like me. Dude, like
that
when
thing
I,
was so, so my, nice.
My car was in getting fixed from being hit by a trailer. I had a brand new Ford Expedition, like top of the line, had all like the everything, and it's like, I could drive this. Then you go look how much it is, and it's like, I can dream about driving this because I can't afford that car payment.
You know what? Fuck it. If we're just throwing out stupid cars, the new Ferrari 812. Go look at that thing. It's a V12 beast. Beast.
V12.
Oh, there's the dog. You hear him?
Yeah, if we're just throwing out stupid cars, I mean, the Lexus LC. I think those are pretty sweet. I saw one of those on the turnpike the other day. That's a pretty nice yeah. car.
Did that out for anybody else? Or
Yeah, he said the.
Oh fuck! You got DDoSed from the call.
Oh my god.
That sucks.
Yeah, just like I got DDoSed from Gambit.
I know, right?
All right. Oh shoot. Let's move on. Yeah. I'm over here. I'm just like looking at cars. All right, let's see.
Louis, what in the fuck are you doing, man?
What has been the biggest challenge of balances from Laz? He says, what's been the biggest challenge of balancing a newborn and a toddler? Or whatever age the first kid is.
9 and newborn is still kind of interesting because it's like making sure I have enough time for the older one when the younger one really, really, really... is a time suck
mm-hmm.
and we've noticed like she is kind of retracted into her like tablets and playing video games and everything. It's like, no, you need to be part of, you know, the family. You need to actually still, you know, interact with us. And so, I mean, that's been kind of rough, but that's, most of it is, you know, trying to make sure we spend time with her still.
Yeah.
So she gets that time she had before. But I'll defer to the people with more of the kids than me.
Yeah, I think I mentioned it last week or week before. Because I know Stu was saying something about having, I forget what the conversation was, but. Yeah, you just got to make sure that the oldest, or if you have two older kids or three older kids, that they just don't, their needs still get met. Like, you know, you still pay attention to them. You still, if they do something cool, you know, congratulate them for it. You know, you just make sure they know that they're still there, you know.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, right now the struggle is just time. There's just not enough of it. And I feel like I'm constantly being pulled in all these different directions. It's like, you know, work wants me to do all these things, but then I have all these commitments at night. And it's, you know, it's like by the time I sit down at night, it's like 9:30, 10 o'clock. And then by that time, like, I'm exhausted. You know, it's like, half the time it's like, do I even want to go downstairs and play games, or do I want to just like go lay in bed and, you know, flip through Reddit on my phone or something like that for like a half an hour until I get tired, or watch something on Netflix that, you know, I don't know. It's just not enough. I just wish there was more time to take care of everybody and take care of myself too. You know what I mean? Because I mean, the other day I was like, I would really like to go to the gym. I was like, well, I get home, it'll be like 9 o'clock. Like, do I want to go to the gym? And I don't mind going at that time, but it's just, I don't know. When you just start adding other people in the mix, it gets difficult. And remembering to, you know, like each other, and remembering your spouse and like taking care of them. I mean, there's taking care of them, and then there's taking care of them. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. It's just a tough balance all around. It does get easier, and then other things get harder. So, you'll start to get the hang of things and fall into to rhythms. Right now, we're trying to get into a new rhythm with all the things that we have going on at home, and hope, you know, by the time summertime rolls around, it'll be a whole new thing going on. Yeah. It's different for everybody. It's tough. You just gotta roll with it. This one is from, I think it's from Ian. He says, why is Fluffy doing voiceover work on Seeking Sister Wives on TLC? Did the network find his voice to be better than the Colton guy he's now voicing? Also, why didn't he share this with you guys as a DGP exclusive? I don't know. That's a great question. I have to watch that show. I didn't know Fluffy was affiliated with Seeking Sister Wives. And is that like a Bachelor-type show for somebody that's seeking a new multiple wife?
I don't even know.
I'm assuming it's filmed right down the street from Baroque's house.
Okay, so true thing. There are places around here. Big SUVs, one of the jokes around here, they call them plig rigs.
Plig rigs.
I like that a lot.
I had a friend who stayed in an apartment.
Hold on.
And
Plague rigs.
No, and a friend that was in an apartment that you could tell was an old polygamous house because it was an apartment full, and then it had one hall, one little doorway that went to a staircase that went down and opened up to an exact replica of that apartment that had no other entrance in it. Like, so it was two identical laid out apartments. And they're like, how can you, you can just tell. But yeah.
All right. Let's, hold up. I think we have a few more left. Let's try and get through these. It's from the Beard MB. He says, what would you rather be proficient at? For the sake of it all, for the sake of it, it all pays the same. Woodworking, electrical work, plumbing. Woodworking. 100%. I love doing woodworking. I don't have a chance to do it as much as I used to.
Dude, that could be like Norm Abram. Hell yeah.
I'm going to say electrical because your work is largely going to be inside buildings. Mm-hmm. And
well, woodworking you do in like a garage or workshop or have your music going.
True.
And it's true.
It's the smell of sawdust.
Oh, God, I love it.
I don't know. You might be framing a house, though. You know?
Giving me wood.
Might be framing a house in November.
Smelling the wood gives me wood.
You never frame a house in November.
You've never seen construction in Canada then.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, let's get this thing done before it really gets fucking cold.
That cold November rain.
I would, So are we doing this as like a career or just like in general?
It just says if you could be proficient at it, something that you.
Okay. Then I would probably choose woodworking then because that'd be cool to. I mean, I did in like high school and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Be cool to make tables and chairs.
Worked on a lot of wood in high school?
I worked my wood pretty well.
Okay.
Rubbed it down.
Oof.
Applied different lubricants to it.
A lot of varnish. Get it nice,
a lot of varnish.
Nice and smooth and shiny.
Nice oils.
A lot of sanding.
A lot of lacquers.
A little buffing of it.
A lot of buffing.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. It's another question from Laz. He says, what's your favorite deli sandwich? Can be breakfast or lunch or dinner. My favorite deli sandwich, hands down, corned beef special. That is rye bread, Thousand Island dressing, coleslaw, and either corned beef or pastrami. You could.
So kind of like a Reuben?
No.
No.
But not open-faced.
This is a cold sandwich as well. And there's no cheese on it.
Okay.
Like, I will go down to the deli. We have a Jewish deli. We have a Jewish deli that's owned by Koreans. Right down the street. And we'll go, and they have fresh baked rye bread. And they have really nice, lean corned beef. And they make the coleslaw there. They also make and their Thousand Island, I don't know what they do to it, but it is so, so good. And I'll just buy everything, and I'll just make corned beef specials until it runs out.
So my, basically, almost the only, not all the time, but almost the only sandwich I get is on a nice poppy seed Kaiser roll. We got turkey. We got the ham.
Yeah.
Swiss cheese.
Oh, I'm with you.
Lettuce. Mm-hmm. Mayonnaise. Salt and pepper. Done.
Oh, that sounds good.
That's my go-to sandwich.
I can't answer this question. It's like asking who's your favorite child. I love sandwiches.
Ooh, when can we ask that one?
You know what? Let's give it a few years. I want to see some personality first. Right now, it's just a potato.
Okay.
So,
Boos, who's your favorite? I'll tell you who mine is. No, just kidding.
So actually, true story. I got a buddy of mine that he had a son first, and then a couple years later, he had his daughter. And the last time I was out with the guy, he looked at he. You know, we were talking about kids, whatever, and he was like serious about it. He's like, you know, I always thought that I would love Luca more. He was my favorite for so long, but lately that kid's a fucking idiot, and my daughter is so amazing. Like, I honestly think she's my favorite. I mean, I don't know what the hell he was looking for from me. I told him, like, that's kind of weird, but...
That's kind of the way it goes. You kind of have, like, a favorite of the month, like a, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, but lately it's definitely been my middle girl. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, I've been trying to pour on the love to my middle as well, because he's just, I don't know, he's just having a really rough go of it, and it was definitely, like, very middle child stuff coming out, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, you know, I got my little guy, man, goddamn, Joshy, I love that kid so much. He did learn to skate tonight. I'll have to send you guys pictures or video of him, and Dylan got out on the ice with him and was helping him out. It was just, it was the sweetest thing ever. But my relationship with them is like completely different than my relationship with my daughter, and which is really, really rough. It's just, man, it's just teenage hormones and just emotions are just a lot. You know, we kind of had a blow up this week of her like emotions. You know what I mean? It was just kind of thing like I just had to like let her just let her go. You know what I mean? And then had to when she was done, like, this is why you don't act like this. And this is, it was just it's rough, you know. It's, and when they're like that, it's hard to, I mean, you love them, you know.
No, yeah,
you definitely always love them, but it's really hard to like them.
Yeah.
That's the real, you know, that's the thing is like, I'm the kind of person who really, I wear my emotions on my sleeve, you know what I mean? If I don't like somebody, or if somebody's rubbing me the wrong way, it's really hard for me to fake being happy with them, you know? And so, it makes it difficult. It makes our relationship difficult. And we both agree that it's something that we need to work on, because I don't want to have a relationship like that. But, you know, we kind of have to meet halfway, and you know, I'm hoping that, you know, this, everything she's going through, like, you know, it's a phase, because she's a good kid, you know. She doesn't like get into trouble or do bad things. It's just like her mouth, she's, you know, can just say stupid things, stupid disrespectful things as a teenager, you know what I mean? And you know, when you're that age, you think you know everything anyway. But I love them all in different ways, and they're all incredibly different people, and I can't wait to see who they're going to be someday. Which one is going to be my favorite when they get older? Which one takes care of me? Which one of you has the best job?
So I was thinking Italian sub, or like a nice peppers and sausage sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Just anything with meat on it, Brooke?
I don't want to talk about it. Although, dumb, you know, the beard MD is like, oh, there's a place called Capriotti's. Yeah, I love that place.
Yeah, they have them out there. I think they originated in, like, on the East Coast. I know the one he's talking about, too. And it's called a capistrami, the sandwich. And it's basically, like, what I was saying, except they do put cheese on it, and it's hot. It's fucking
bonkers. It's delicious. They have a good peppers and sausage sandwich there, too.
Yeah.
Which I could just eat all the time. Except I can't.
What are your feelings on regular provolone and sharp provolone?
I haven't had provolone in years.
I've never had sharp provolone. I like provolone cheese.
Stu, I have to think you've tried sharp provolone. You worked in a deli.
provolone by its nature is a sharp cheese. So, I mean, it's like old or extra old in cheddar, you know? Well, it's a little bit different.
I feel like provolone is pretty mild. I wouldn't necessarily think of it as a sharp cheese besides like...
Maybe all I eat is sharp provolone then, could I guess. Be.
So. Yeah, because there's provolone that you put on top of like a French dip sandwich. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. And then it's a nice mellow cheese. It's kind of like a Monterey Jack, except, you know,
yeah. And then there's
flavor profile.
There's the hard provolone that smells like someone's foot after they've been running like a marathon, but it tastes fucking amazing. Like,
it's hard to fuck up a sandwich by adding cheese, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I don't know that it would really make me not want to eat a sandwich if it was sharp and I expected it wasn't, or vice versa.
There's a place near here, actually just all around the area. It's called Primo's. And they make all of their... Anything above a small comes on a sesame seed roll, hoagie roll, right? And they have a sharp Italian. And, man, it is, like, the best. Fuck, it's got sharp provolone cheese and, like, all the Italian. It's so good. All right, moving on. Last question. And then we'll do Song of the Week, and then we'll close it out. What's your favorite Madonna song? And this is from Scum Death. And he says his is Like a Prayer. She's hot as shit in that video. Favorite Madonna song?
I'll go with Vogue.
Okay.
Yep.
Now you got
nothing. I don't know.
You're not a Madonna fan?
I don't think I could tell you that I have a favorite Madonna song on my best of times. But I'm fading fast here, guys. Like, I got nothing going on up here. The hamster fell off the wheel tonight.
All right. How about True Blue? There you go. All right. What do you got, Baroque? You got a favorite Madonna song, and then we're going to do Song of the Week?
I could definitely go with Ray of Light. That's a good one.
Okay. All right, guys. We're going to do Song of the Week. I'm going to skip the little intro thing. We have a Spotify playlist. If you go into Spotify and search Distinguished Gentlemen Podcast, you can find our podcast, and you can also find our playlist. Every week, we each add...
Material Girl.
All right.
Good call.
There you go.
better late than never. Anyway, you could find a podcast on there if you feel like listening to it on Spotify. But you can also find our playlist. We each put a song on there every single week. It's the best playlist on the internet. Go find it.
All 28 right. hours and 25 minutes so far of pure awesomeness.
All right. What do we got this week, gentlemen? We're going to start with you, Baroque.
The band is Le Castlevania, song LED Spirals, the extended version.
Extended?
The extended, no, it's extended version.
Yeah, you can never get enough. Oh, this is on the John Wick soundtrack.
Hell yes.
Okay. All right.
See, it's not all like... I have
no idea what that even is, but go ahead.
It's good stuff. That's what it is.
All right, Stu.
I Mother Earth is the band. One More Astronaut.
I think that's the name of Deadbed Malone's band, One More Astronaut.
It's very 90s Canadiana.
All right. Love me some 90s Canadiana. Boost KDV.
I'm not sure if this song is on there yet. I don't think it is. But Killswitch Engage. And Hate by Design.
Okay. Oh, that's on it. Let's see.
Hate by Design is on there. If you look up Killswitch Engage,
it is really.
It's number five on there. It's number five.
All right, I got
on it. Their popular.
And I am going with, this week I'm going with REM, and I am going to go with Drive from the Automatic for the People album.
True story. I almost picked Orange Crush this week.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. I've been on a real big REM kick. I almost said let's do two songs this week so I can put two REM songs on there, and I got the boys listening to it too, so that's good. Anyway, that's gonna wrap it up for us. If you want to join our Discord, you can do so. Go to dadtalespodcast.com. You can find the link to it there. If you want to be part of the Patreon, you can go. You could also find the link there. You can support us, be part of the League of Distinguished Gentlemen. We're gonna have some new stickers going out to the group here pretty soon. And yeah, you can find us on Twitter at DGentsPod. You can find me on Twitter at JCJesse. You can find Baroque on there. Baroque.
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
You sure can. Boost KDV.
You said it. Boost KDV.
All right. You can find Stu Gatso passing out pretty soon. Stu, how about you?
STU_GATZZO.
Don't forget the underscore. Everybody, that is it for us tonight. Be excellent to each other.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Hashtag stay fresh cheese bags.
Distinguished gentlemen, defenders of the universe, making magic with their microphones. Majestic heroes, riding.
Someone shit on the coast!
Distinguished gentlemen, they're the freaking best!
Guilty as charged with the stories.